Good morning. 6:49 a.m. on Sunday, July the 23rd? Yeah. Sunday, July the 23rd, 2017. Let's see if I can find my recording again. Without stopping it. There we go. Okay, hi. So, yeah, I didn't eat the frog today. I got up too late. I haven't even had time to find the frog, let alone eat it. So, I wanted to get out. Since I'm starting late already, I wanted to get out, get the walk out of the way. I've had first breakfast. I'm going to have second breakfast here pretty quick. Because first breakfast just did not cut it. I don't exactly know why. Well, it's delicious. Whole wheat bread, peanut butter toast. But yesterday was a bad food choices day. It was way more calories than I have been eating. Not twice as many, but almost. Today I have to get back on the schedule. I have to get back on the wagon. Because after last week's good news, I've been going a little bit crazy. I had a brownie last night. I know. First sweet in 3 months. And I think it gave me a headache. Honestly, I think it gave me a headache. About an hour after I ate it, I started getting this silly headache. I'd taken my pills, so it wasn't like I was running out of meds or anything, but wow. So... yeah, we won't be doing that anytime soon. Today's not another down day. Today is another I don't really have to do anything day, other than I do have to make a grocery run before lunch. I put the last can of cat food in the dish this morning. And I generally have a backup pack of cans in the trunk of the car, but I haven't replenished that. So there's a bunch of stuff I need to get. Reload the trunk. My pantry extension. There are a few items that I normally stock in the trunk. 12 packs of soda for the kids and the wife. I don't drink it, but I do get to crush the cans. I generally have a bag of crunchy food and a box of canned food, so I've been lax, I've been remiss. I need to take an inventory of the trunk, which I think is down to one 12-pack of 7-Up. The trouble with the pace is when I think it's because I'm tired. I'm really sleepy. I needed to sleep in this morning a little bit. I probably need to sleep a little more. We were out fiddling with the lawn sprinklers last night at 9 o'clock in the dark, or nearly dark. It was dark by the time we went back in the house. We got most of them done. There's one I've got to dig up. I don't know if I have an extension to fit it, but the head isn't popping up high enough. I don't know if I have a... I don't know if I have a pop-up that pops higher. Don't know if I have... an extension to lift it up a little bit. So, something I need to do today. Can't do it right away. We closed the garage door last night for the first time in forever. We used to be really, really rigorous about closing the garage door at night. And that's sort of fallen away. I did notice somebody stolen our weed whacker. There's not much else in there for anybody to bother, so my bad for putting the weed whacker in the garage to begin with. And then not closing the door. I mean, it's like, talk about invitation. Oddly, no one has stolen our old treadmill, which is standing right there, and anybody can just walk off with it. But I suspect we're going to have to pay somebody to drag it away. So it's the 23rd. We got a week before the end of the month, before we start the Dog Days of Podcasting. I don't know what I'm going to talk about during the Dog Days of Podcasting. Probably the same things I talk about now. We're also coming up on Novelrama. Next weekend is Novelrama, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 25,000 words in 4 days. A challenge put forth by the independent publishers. Independently published authors list of the Rocky Mountain fiction writers. The threshold for RMFW is really low. It's like $250 in a year. So a lot of people can make it into the IPAL group. The published authors list is the same criteria, $250 in a year. And there are a lot of people who are in the PAL. And fewer people who are in IPAL. But it's only been recently that they've welcomed indies to the fold. They did it before CIFWA did, Science Fiction Writers of America. I'm having a little trouble with CIFWA. I'm having a little trouble with them in general. Is that there's a dichotomy between what they say they are and what they appear to be. And what they say they are is the Organization for Professional Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Writers. And they're not SFFWA, but SFWA, because science fiction is one word. And so it's Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America. So their self-image, their proposed value add is the place for professional science fiction and fantasy writers, that includes horror, to come together, to network, to form an alliance, in theory to protect themselves from the vicissitudes of the marketing of the publishing industry. The reality is, as an indie, as a self-published author, I don't really need to be protected against publishers' bad practices. And the truth is that when I look at what publishers do to authors, the more I see, the less I really even want to play in that sandbox. There's nastiness there. It's not so much a sandbox as a litter box. And frankly, it needs changing. But the majority of what CIFWA does is oriented toward those people who are playing in that space, who are playing in the traditionally published space. Because that's where authors have the most problems. Or, perhaps more accurately, historically, that's the only place authors lived. It's the only place they played. And the last 5 years, about 2012 onward, things have changed drastically. Even starting in 2010, things started changing drastically. But the old guard, the people who have been in CIFWA for, 10 years, many of them much longer. Jerry Pournelle still pops up on the boards once in a while. I know Connie Willis is a member, but I never see her there. She never shows up on the forums. In large part because the forums aren't really used by those. Oh, blog post. Sorry, stay with me. it snuck up on me this morning. So the people who have been there for a long time don't tend to use the boards because they've got perhaps other mechanisms for communicating with their fellow authors, or what is what I actually suspect, they don't communicate that much at all. That they're a member of CIFWA just because it's a tax deduction, it's something that's expected. I never see Cynthia Felice, for example. Cynthia Felice has been the ombudsman for CIFWA, the outreach coordinator for members who have a problem with the organization. If you can, not getting any satisfaction going directly to the management, they can go to the ombudsman. God, I can't say that word. Ombudsman. Ombudsman. Is there an S between the M and the B? Ombudsman. Whatever. I don't think there is, now that I think about it. Anyway. And she'll intercede on their behalf. And she's a wonderful, wonderful person. I really enjoy seeing her. She shows up she's apparently pretty much local here. She shows up at Mile High. And sometimes I even see her down at Cosine, down at Colorado Springs. Of course, the Willises, Courtney and Connie, they show up in both places all the time. They're usually special guests. Courtney has a very well-received presentation he does on the history of sewing machines. I actually sat in on it once. It's amazing. It's terrific. It's like, how does a sewing machine work? And he's got a big one. He's got a wooden model that he turns with a hand crank so that he can slow it down and back it up and move it forward. You really get to see how the needle and the bobbin all work together. Which has really very little to do with science fiction, but it is still nevertheless fascinating technology that we generally take for granted, we generally don't think too much about. I wonder if he's retired. He used to be one of the physics professors at UNC. Our UNC, not the North Carolina pretender. I haven't heard from them lately. I haven't heard from them at all. Usually I get invited to be a judge at the science fair, the regional science fair, which is held at UNC every year. And for quite a while, for like 5, 6, 10 years, I was invited to be a judge. And it was great fun to go and talk to the students and to see what they found to be of interest, to see what they found to be worthy of study. in a lot of cases, clearly what was worthy of study was what their parents wanted to study. There was one fellow who had windmills were very big. Windmills were just terribly popular for a while. I don't know if they still are because I haven't been a judge lately. But he had a setup for windmills and he was testing various kinds of windmills. But the problem was he really didn't understand how windmills worked. And he didn't really, he kept trying to go with the how many times per minute the windmill rotated, instead of examining how much power was generated with different lengths of blades. Because with a really long blade, you don't really get a lot of speed. And so we had a long conversation about that. And he didn't understand the fundamental concept that power generation is based on tip speed. So having a long, slender blade that rotates in a really wide arc generates more power than a short one spinning at the same revolutions per minute. And it doesn't matter what the shape of the blade is, it doesn't matter what I suppose it matters to a certain degree, the configuration of the sail. But the truth is that the blade is a lever, and the lever gets its power from the tip. So the faster the tip speed, even though the whole thing is rotating much more slowly in terms of revolutions per minute, the tip speed is what generates power. A lovely day. Yesterday it only barely got up into the 90s. It wasn't a terribly hot day for the first time in about 2 weeks. Or what felt like 2 weeks. I'd have to go back. I'm probably misspeaking. It was probably a day that was 88 within the last 2 weeks. Today is supposed to be, other than I'm already off balance. I got 2,000 words on the day yesterday. If I could get 2,000 today, that would be 2,000 more than I got on Friday. Good morning. Jogger. Out doing the jog. Okay, so which gauntlets do I run? Sprinklers are running. Speaking of sprinklers, it's that time. The front zone here is working diligently, which means I could probably go through the back gate without getting sprinkled. So I'll do that. Because here I am at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.